From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Dan Bomas. The expansion of Medicaid, as outlined in the Affordable Care Act, is designed to give more people access to health care services. Without that expansion, a portion of Utah's population living on the edge of poverty may remain uninsured. But some believe Medicaid doesn't do enough for those who are already enrolled. In part three of our series, The Future of Medicaid in Utah, KUER's Terry Gilday examines the gap in services already provided and the coverage gap that could continue to exist if Medicaid is not expanded.
One day a few years ago, Carlene Kidman didn't feel well. She had a terrible headache and her breathing was labored. So she went to the emergency room at a local hospital near her home in Layton. Carlene was worried that the pneumonia she'd had 10 months before had come back. She was right.
They said I probably needed to stay in the hospital a couple days. And I said, it doesn't matter. PCN does not cover hospital stay at all.
PCN stands for Primary Care Network, a Utah Medicaid program created in 2002. It's designed to provide a set of health benefits to a larger pool of recipients at a lower cost to taxpayers. It covers doctor's visits, 4 prescriptions a month, and some trips to the emergency room. But it doesn't cover hospital stays, visits with specialists, and other services related to catastrophic care. So Carlene was sent home from the ER with a prescription for antibiotics. A few months later, Carlene injured her knee, but PCN wouldn't cover a visit to a specialist or a surgery she needed. Frustrated by the limited resources of her PCN plan, she tried to explore other options.
And at that time, I went to my employer, and I said, I really need some health insurance. And so they looked up health insurance for me and my daughter, and it would have been the monthly premium for the insurance was more than I made a month. So there's no way I could pay that.
The best Carlene's employer could do was give her a modest raise. But that raise put her over the eligibility limit for PCN. So Carlene has lived without any coverage since 2007. If Medicaid is expanded, an estimated 50,000 additional Utahns could enroll. Income eligibility levels would rise significantly for adults with children from 50% of the federal poverty level to 133%. Adults without children, a population that is currently not eligible for the program, could also enroll up to 133% of FPL, or an annual income of roughly $30,000 a year for a family of 4. Jason Cook is the Medicaid policy analyst for the Utah Health Policy Project. He says expansion would finally provide coverage to a significant portion of the population.
These are people who are caught between poverty and having enough money to be able to buy coverage. The commercial market has never responded to that need sufficiently, and they've had lots of opportunity. So there is no choice other than leaving these people uninsured and having the problems that we currently have with uninsurance in the healthcare system.
But members of a conservative think tank in Utah believe government should not be involved in providing any healthcare coverage. Stan Rasmussen is with the Sutherland Institute. He says healthcare services for those in need could be provided by a system of privately funded free clinics, a concept Sutherland calls authentic charity care.
And that would be a means by which primary care could be provided at a much lower cost to providers and much, much lower cost to those who are recipients of it. Is that going to solve all the problems? No, but we feel that an authentic charity care element is an essential component in a truly functional and effective approach to health care for people in the state of Utah.
But the kind of charity care network that Rasmussen envisions doesn't completely exist. And an expanded Medicaid program could benefit some families sooner, like the Woodruff family in North Salt Lake. Chelsea Woodruff works from home, taking airline customer service calls, and gets some health insurance through her employer for herself and her 2 children. But her husband, Kyle, is currently unemployed, and they can't afford to pay for his insurance.
It was $253 a month to cover me and the 2 children. It was going to be $450 a month to cover all of us. And that difference we just couldn't make up in our budget. There was no way to cover it.
This family of 4 survives on $27,000 a year, roughly 132% of the federal poverty level, which means if Medicaid is expanded, Kyle would qualify, but he's currently uninsured. Kyle has been blind his entire life. He doesn't qualify for disability benefits through Medicaid because his blindness hasn't stopped him from working. Last year, he developed a skin infection known as cellulitis while he was uninsured and had to pay out of pocket for his treatment. He continues to be concerned about a chronic health condition he has with kidney stones.
The entire episode of cellulitis took a week, and that was it. And it was, you know, a $900 week. If kidney stones happens, which they've told us that I have 4 in my right and 2 in my left, so it's not if but when.
The Woodruff family wants to get into a situation where they have access to private health insurance that will cover their medical needs. But a rough economy has hit the Woodruffs hard. Chelsea was unemployed for more than 2.5 years, and the health insurance that Kyle had at his job during that time didn't completely cover many of the chronic health problems she needed treatment for.
When we got married, when we moved into this home, we both had full-time jobs. It looked like everything was going to be fine, and we filed bankruptcy last year to wipe out $60,000 in medical debt because I was laid off for 2.5 years while he was making minimum wage.
Chelsea is so upset with the way the system works in Utah that she's running for public office. She's the Republican nominee in State Senate District 1 and will face Democrat Luz Robles in November. She says insurance companies don't inform consumers about the costs of certain procedures, so people end up paying higher prices.
I should be able to control my own medical costs and make decisions for my own health care based on what I can afford.
Utah lawmakers plan to decide in the next legislative session whether the state will move forward with an expansion of Medicaid or leave the program as it is. If nothing is done, gaps in services and coverage will still exist. People like Kyle Woodruff will continue to live day to day without coverage, hoping that a catastrophic healthcare crisis isn't around the corner. Terry Gilday, KUER News.